Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Start off today's show with Joe Turner. He's up on the bandstand, so if you'd like to take your table right by the bar so you won't have to walk so far, and listen to Joe Turner and I Love My Baby.
Hear the roads are closed this morning and the lights are out. My baby's coming home, we're gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna dig her in my heart and shout hooray.
Joe Turner, I Love My Baby. See the way he dominates that slightly unwieldy band. That was from 1969. Joe had already had two careers by then. It was on Ron 28. Well, if you don't fancy the Keynote Club's vintage champagne, that's its vintage January 2011, I can try and sober up one of the waiters and bring you some vicious, vicious vodka from Amos Milburn.
Supposed to meet my baby, I'm 20 minutes late. You got my head all twisted, and I just can't get it straight. Vicious, vicious vodka, oh you dirty rat, got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. I had a chance to swap you for a little gin. Now when my baby sees me, she's gonna bust my head right in. Vicious, vicious vodka, oh you dirty rat, got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. You're good for nothing, bottle. You ain't my friend no more. Vicious, vicious vodka, oh, you dirty rat, got me on this corner, and I don't know where I'm at. Vicious, vicious vodka, vicious, vicious vodka, vicious, vicious vodka, vicious, vicious vodka.
Amos Milburn, Vicious, Vicious Vodka. Amos made a number of drinking songs towards the end of his career, and that was from 1954, and it was on Aladdin 3253. Okay, let's move to Chicago. In the early 50s, a number of small labels sprang up. This one was called Chance, probably an appropriate name for a record company. It was run by Art Sheridan, mostly using non-union musicians or not paying union scale anyway, and he was always in trouble one way or another. Eventually, Art went to VJ and was employed there. But on his Chance label, he did give a chance to quite a few young up-and-coming musicians, including one J.B. Hutto, who I had the pleasure of playing with for some while. Not in 1954, I hasten to add. But anyway, this is J.B. Hutto and his Hawks on Chance 1165, and it's the classic Dim Lights. Thank you. J.B. Hatto and his Hawks, one of the seminal Chicago rhythm and blues records from 1954. Well, after Dim Lights, let's have Lights Out. This is Jerry Byrne. It's on Specialty 635 from 1958. Specialty weren't particularly known for their country or rockabilly catalogue, but this is one of them. Jerry Byrne was a cousin of Dr. John. He was from New Orleans, and this is a very nice record, I think.
Standing on the front porch, you grabbed her and kissed her. Boy, was I surprised when I saw little sister. Lights out. Lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go out. Mother looked at me, she was a peeper through the window. When she looked at me, boy, you thought I was a sinner. Lights out. The lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go out. Loving on the front post, sitting on a swing, I can almost hear those wedding bells ring. Lights out, lights out. I'm glad now that the lights are out. Sister knows more about what to do when the lights go out.
Jerry Byrne, Lights Out. Some youthful energy there that put most punk groups to shame. I don't know whether Dr. John Mac Rabenik actually played on that record or not, but anyway, I think a tremendous performance there from Jerry Byrne. Moving over to the classic rare record of the week. This one is by Sam Collins and is from 1927. This is the only known copy on Supertone. There may be one or two other copies on other labels, but this is perhaps one of just a handful of records that have survived of Sam Collins. It's Devil in the Lion's Den.
Mama, Monte, Mama, Father can't be found. Last night. tripper, crying won't make me stay. I'm going up the country, crying won't make me stay.
Sam Collins, Devil in the Lion's Den on Supertone from 1927. Sam was, on his records, was often billed as Crying Sam Collins, and you can just hear that little sort of catch in his voice. And sometimes it was Crying Sam Collins and his Git Fiddle, whatever they thought that was. But anyway, it was Sam playing slide guitar there. Let's do something very different now. Let's have a jazz track. This is another classic recording. It was recorded for Victor in 1935, Victor 25115. I have it on an EP, HMV EP from the mid-50s, 1955, and it's the Benny Goodman Trio. That's Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson on piano, Gene Krupa on drums, and After You've Gone. Benny Goodman Trio and After You've Gone, one of the first mixed race recording groups from 1935. I'd like to play another track from that period when the music was changing in Chicago just after the war, when the old timers were gradually getting pushed aside by a new bunch of young blues musicians, including J.B. Hutto, whom I played earlier, and Jimmy Rogers. This is Jimmy from 1953, Chess 1543, and it's Act Like You Love Me.
Baby, that's all right, that's all right. sometime. Darling, I'd like you love me. Why don't you call me on the phone sometime? To hear your voice ease my worried mind.
Performance from Jimmy Rogers there, or Act Like You Love Me on Chess, and from 1953. Let's take a trip now down to New Orleans, and this is another track recorded at the legendary Cosimo Matassa's studio on Rampart Street. This is Big Boy Miles and the Shawwees. It's Who Been Fooling You, and it's on Specialty 564 from 1955. A bit chaotic, but an amiable, fun record there. Who'd Been Fooling You, Big Boy Miles and the Shawwees. This week's gospel spot is One Day When I Was Walking. It's by the Ever Ready Gospel Singers on Capitol. It's Capitol 2763, recorded around about 1954.
Well, one day I was walking down that lonesome road. Spirit spoken to me and filled my heart with joy. Well, one day as I was walking down that lonesome road, saying, oh Lord, I'm getting scared. Ooh, let me tell you now why. They want to hear what Daniel had to say. Well, you know, Daniel was a good man. Prayed three times a day, saying, oh Lord, I'm in his care. Ooh, let me tell you now why. He said he might see me. Well, you know, I gotta tell it. Tell it everywhere. Saying, oh Lord, I'm in his care. Ooh, let me tell you now why.
One Day When I Was Walking, the Ever Ready Gospel Singers. In case you were wondering, you are listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live. We're on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you like this kind of music, and you won't hear it many other places these days, why not consider becoming a member of Sheffield Live's? So drop us a line at www.sheffieldlive.org. It's only £10 for a year's membership, and you'll ensure that more of this kind of music comes your way. Okay, for a moment I have to break off for a message from our sponsor, but I'll be back in a flash.
My family! He's got a gun!
Someone's breaking into your home. What do you do? Call 911? It takes the police an average of 35 minutes to respond to a 911 call. In that time, a burglar could have his way with your wife, smoke a cigarette, flip her over, and go in for seconds. Don't let the worst happen to you. It is vital that you protect yourself. Do it the patriotic way.
That's right. Ammunition has all the equipment you need to protect your family from the evils of a liberal society. Fixed, mounted, and shoulder-held submachine guns, mortars, surface-to-air and all manner of heat-seeking missiles. And just in to celebrate the Gulf War, pink and blue tracer bullets so you can protect your family in the dark. Start the week off right on Make My Day Mondays with 2-for-1 on maim, strafe, and kill landmines. Got Gulf War syndrome? Get $10 off all machine gun rentals. Hey, if you love your family, prove it with a gun. Ammunition, protecting your rights.
Thank you.
Vastly underrated Sonny Thompson there on piano, Sonny Thompson with his orchestra, and Cat on the Keys, part two. That was on King 4647 from 1954. This is on Derby. Derby was a label which in the early 50s featured a lot of rhythm and blues before going over to pretty much strictly pop music. But this was from 1949, and it's Doc Pomus with the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra, and it's Kiss My Wrist. Did he really mean wrist? Kiss My Wrist from Doc Pomus there, Derby 612. Doc, of course, much better known as a songwriter, but a good, strong performance there. Freddie Mitchell on tenor. Got to go back to Chicago, play another one of those early 50s Chicago tracks. This was by Floyd. This is by Floyd Jones. He's best known, I guess, as the composer of On the Road Again, one of the tracks that Canned Heat made into a hit. And I thought I might play the original On the Road Again. So this is Floyd Jones, and it's from 1953. On the Road Again. Thank you.
get for me, boy.
Again by Floyd Jones. Let's have a Cajun track. This is Michael Doucet, who's one of the founders of the great Cajun group Beausoleil. I don't know when this is from, probably sometime in the 80s. It's Bayo Pom Pom. Michael Doucet and Bayou Pom Pom. Pleased to say Michael is still very active. He was down near my home in the Florida Keys last year and playing a Heritage Festival, which was really good.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's time for another challenging record. A record that's so bad, it's almost good. This one probably doesn't really live up to that high standard. It's just sort of irritating. It's Beep Beep by the Playmates.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about 1/3 my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Beep Beep by the Playmates from 1958. Let's go back to Derby. This is from 1951, and it's a great track from the Majors, who were a group about whom I know very little, except that they were friends with Brownie McGee, and Brownie McGee appears on guitar on this track. It's Derby 779, and it's Come Up to My Room.
That's feeling blue because your old man can't satisfy you, and you don't know what to do. Just come on up to my room.
Well now, come on up to my room, baby. Come on up and adore me, baby. Come on up to my room, baby.
I'll satisfy your soul. Well, if you're out for a good time and no place to go because your good loving daddy ain't around anymore, you want that old thrill you never had before, just come on up to my room. Come on up
to my room, baby.
Come on up
and adore me, baby.
Come on up
to my room, baby.
I'll satisfy your soul.
Yes, we're gonna rock and roll.
Yeah.
Stop and blow. Catch a little air and start to rock some more.
Well, come on up to my room, baby. Come on up and adore me, baby. Come on up and I'll satisfy your soul.
Got no clock to tell me when to stop. I've got a sign on the door so nobody will knock. You don't have to worry, everything's okay. We'll have the good times roll until the break of day.
don't lean, baby. Come on up to my room, baby.
I'll satisfy your soul. Come on up now, baby. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. We'll have whiskey, wine, a jolly good time.
Come on up to my room.
Coming Up to My Room by the Majors. They never had a hit, and it was a pity, really. I thought they were a good group. Anyway, while we're getting down and dirty, let's stop trucking and Susie Q with Tampa Red. This is a pre-war Bluebird, Bluebird 6755. Tampa Red, Stop Trucking, and Susie Q. Tampa Red on guitar and kazoo, of course. Okay, while we're on silly dances, let's go down to Memphis and do the Chicken with Billy the Kid Emerson on Sun.
Mississippi,
Maine to Mississippi,
California too,
California too.
Everybody's doing the chicken,
everybody's doing the chicken.
I wanna do it with you,
I wanna do it with you.
When you get the rhythm with a rockin' beat, then you do the chicken with your two big feet. You can hear the rhythm,
you can hear the rhythm.
Beat all night long,
all night long.
My baby loves the
chicken.
Beep. When the sax starts to blowing, I can cut a rug because I love to do the chicken with the woman I love. Guitar screaming like it's going mad. I want to do the chicken, but my beat's too bad. When you give the rhythm with a rockin' beat, then you do the chicken with your two big feet.
Billy the Kid Emerson and Do the Chicken. Very good songwriter, Billy, and also good, great showman. He had a terrific act, a good piano player too. Okay, well, you've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. It's just about time for me to go. We're on, in case you wondered, we're on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org, where all the Keynote Club programs are podcasts, so you can download this kind of wonderful music anytime you like. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. Nice to have been with you. And let's leave you with an appropriately titled track from Winoni Harris. This is King 4620 from 1953. And it wasn't that good.
Game called hide go seek. Put your hands over your eyes, please don't peep. You stay here till I find you, and when I find you, I'll tell you what to do. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Let's play a game called Little Jackie Horner. Go over there and sit in the corner. Gonna stick my finger in the pie. When I pull it out, you know the reason why. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. It's your time to sleep. Lay right down and start counting sheep. Close your eyes and relax a while. I'll wake you up and put you back to sleep. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Here's another game called Kiss in the Dark. Play it in the parlor and not in the park. All you gotta do is turn the lights all out. When the game is over, you'll know what it's all about. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you.